The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I'm so excited today, gentlemen.
Can they see me right now?
We're live. No, no one can see you. We don't do video Rotten Popcorn.
I was mean mugging at the camera because I already know what's going to happen, and it's exactly the same reason, as you may have guessed, that Mathis is so excited.
He's groaning with sexual ecstasy right now.
It's the same reason that I was mean mugging the camera that you guys can't even see.
I don't know what's happening, so...
You don't know this. I'm surprised, Jesse. I don't know how you don't know this.
Precious son of a bitch.
Today, everybody, you're about to be destroyed. We're about to introduce Jesse and hopefully so many more of you to the wonderful world of... Hang on. Hang on. This is going to be a drum roll, I promise you.
Leave this in. Leave
this is
going to
be
Dean.
A drum roll?
Leave this part in, Dean, so you
this
can see
embarrassing.
how crazy this is.
It's not working. It's not
Leave
working.
Leave this part
okay.
in, Dean.
The wonderful world of Neil Breen movies!
Yay! I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Yeah, you will. Oh, you
I was telling Jesse earlier, Neil Breen is like if David Lynch just like totally sucked.
I don't know what that means, though.
All right. Well,
you will.
Oh. Can you hear the drum roll?
No one can hear the drum roll.
I'm sorry. I
it
wish
just went
I,
off
I wish
for me,
I could.
But only on my side, I guess.
Because well, I love you. I wish I could, but I just well, honestly, I can't. Yeah,
I don't think you're going to love me after today. I think today may be the true first straw.
You think this is the first time that I
Jesse
didn't like
to maybe or to break oh. away. You know what Neil Breen is, so you know what you're getting into. But Jesse might actually want to leave the podcast after today.
As
so,
long as the audience doesn't like get upset when I call whatever we're about to watch total bullshit.
No, it's not.
You have no idea.
I mean,
I'll tell you this.
This is not a real thing. That's the first thing.
What do you mean it's not a real thing?
Just wait.
This is a real narrative film.
We are watching. Yes, we are watching. A Neil Breen movie by the name of Fateful Findings. You can find it on Amazon for like $13, or you can go to internetarchive.org.
Oh my god!
You're gonna
be glad you watched it.
You're gonna be glad you watched it, but like in the way where like you're now like when you were glad you tried like really hot sauce for the first time, and you were like, okay, what an experience! Like it's gonna be like that kind of vibe.
You can watch this for free on internetarchive.org. It has all their movies, which I hope to go through with you one day, boys.
Or buy it on Amazon Prime for $15. Why not?
Yeah, or buy it for way an overpriced amount of money. There was a time, my understanding, that you could only get his movies by mail out, like order. Yeah. He'd mail you a DVD.
It's the only worthy way.
Yeah, of course. So, yeah, we're going to do what we always do. We're going to count down and go 3, 2, 1, play. And on play, everybody click play.
See, I wish
and
you could see Jesse's face right now, too. Like, I know you can't see my face. I wish you could see Jesse's face. Because it's
not...
He's not hype.
I'm just worried. I'm just worried I'm going to, like... If Mathis thinks I'm going to hate him, I'm going to really hate him. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm
going to This is not alien related. This is not alien related.
You're
going to
laugh
anyway.
A lot. Yeah.
What does that mean?
I'm ready.
I don't know what this is going to be. Open your mind. Get ready. Here we go.
Ready to interpret this movie.
What do you mean interpret?
You have no idea. Okay. I'm so excited. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, play. Oh, yes. The music immediately.
Should I put on subtitles? Oh, no. I already hate it.
What? It's a skyscraper. What's wrong? Fateful Findings.
I hate this shot. It already sucks.
Time. What is time? Days.
You got an excellent Neil Breen impression going. You don't even really realize it.
Weekends are storage for our weeks.
This is the tone of the whole movie, okay? Get ready. Settle
in
for
this. Have you seen this one, Alex?
No, I haven't. But I don't even have to have. That's how I feel about it.
You know.
Doors are the weekends of our lives.
This tone right now that you're feeling, that you're already 100% in, like 100% right on, you're about to watch 1 hour and 40 minutes of that.
Oh, so cool.
What is it? What is at the end of this hallway? What are we zooming in on? The pixelation is so
much.
A life support system.
Nope, I don't know what that is.
A lamp?
A book.
A book.
Gold book.
It's a table?
It's a like book. A book. It's a like a book on book. A broken lampstand.
I don't know what it is, but I'm going with that shot. I'm going with like book mountains. On like a book that is a table. Like a table that is a book that looks like a book.
This is written, directed, filmed, and edited by Neil Breen. So this shit is his vision 100%.
He flew the helicopter.
This is definitely not B-roll he just grabbed from somewhere.
Friends. Pushing. Playing. Children.
You're like not at all wrong.
No, this is
0% wrong.
Nature. We'll all return to it one day. As we have played in it, others will play upon us.
There are slugs beneath their feet.
Children.
But look at that
frame.
Oh, shit.
I was right. This is so that you know something is off about this place.
Yeah. The skull didn't do it.
Or the music. Oh, yeah.
A magic mushroom, kid. Don't know. Don't eat it.
That fucking audio quality.
What is this? It's a mushroom. It's dying.
Dude,
it's.
I don't even.
A treasure? Oh my god, that weird shot of the girl blinking.
That girl just like, oh wow.
It's a D6. It waited. It's two.
This is a metaphor for the movie itself.
What the? I'm not afraid. That's very convenient.
These shitty beads in here.
And I'll take the rest. Wow, how nice. We'll leave about two-thirds of them, though. It's a magical day.
Yeah. Now let's cover up the mushroom treasure.
The dialogue is like when you play those like janky like European horror games that look like PT and they like translate the game like just like by hand, like just without real full knowledge of the English. Yeah. And they just kind of say stuff that kind of feels right tonally, but doesn't really mean anything.
Damn, dude.
Oh, it unburied itself.
No, man. It was a magic mushroom.
Oh, it's right.
That mushroom wasn't real, man.
I forgot
it's
about
back,
that
dude.
Already.
Dylan became a mushroom.
He's a magic
everything
mushroom.
Everything is a mushroom, and everything begins and ends as a mushroom.
I love you, Dylan.
Wait.
Okay,
what?
Bye, Dylan.
Wait, what?
That was Where's it. Needed Dylan? A hug from Dylan.
He backed like right out of the scene, and then somebody pushed him back into the scene.
Oh, their secret touch. Oh, what a cut.
A little Hitler-y.
Yeah, I don't
like
it.
That's not really a good wave.
I don't know. Yeah.
A little like, hi-yo. Nope, she's still doing it.
This looks like me when I was 8. And me when I was 14.
What is he?
You know, like when you make a storyboard and you think and you like just stick to the storyboard no matter what?
Yep.
I don't understand.
I can't wait till you see Neil Breen. There he is.
That was him.
That was him. Brief for a brief
I don't understand
moment.
The point of anything we're watching so far.
Good.
So no setup has been made. No plot has been forwarded.
He saw that mushroom with that girl, and then that girl had to leave.
She had to go somewhere, move away, maybe?
The whole family
made a bracelet,
just got in
a
car
bracelet.
And drove away.
Okay, great.
What the it's a one-sided... Oh, my God.
It's so funny that they decided to put him on the screen and that he just...
But not have him talk.
Yeah, just didn't say anything.
Yeah, well, you know, this is tragic.
We all must walk across the street. Oh, my God, please get hit.
Wait,
Oh, drop my phone. Hang on.
Oh, no. He dropped his very, very specific era-appropriate sidekick. Dude, that looked like shit.
You haven't been saying a word this entire time.
He, like, two-keyframed it. He was like, start, end, go.
She's got legs.
Dylan.
Dylan's with me now, bitch.
Dylan. If you didn't know, that's a little kid all grown up. He turned into Neil Breen. Dylan.
I don't know what's happening, but I
well,
like
this,
it.
Neil Breen, well, this guy is currently the kid, but all grown up. We jumped like 30 years.
That's not true.
Yeah. Yes, it's very true. I promise you.
I guess his name was Dylan. I didn't.
Yeah, yeah. Through storytelling.
But who's this
through
woman?
Immaculate, immersive storytelling and merely using his name. You are now know that he is the
Wait,
child.
Wait, hold on. Is the woman who hit him the girl? Hold on. Let me see her hands. Does she have the bracelet?
Oh, it might be.
Oh, shit.
It's like he knows he needs to put imagery in the movie somehow, but that he doesn't really
Edward
think
Cullen?
Through, he doesn't really think through what the imagery means.
It's okay. I still have my bracelet on. I said I still
he's doing good.
Oh, no,
he's still texting.
He's trying to ghost text his wife.
He's twitching. Someone put him out of his misery.
You think he's reaching for his phone, guys? What is this like?
What
the
is
shoe is
this?
Like too big for the girl.
The mushroom
Whoa.
Spirit.
Whoa.
Wait, did the spirit leave? Oh, the stone!
Oh, wow! It's the green stone!
I don't know what that means. Oh, he's fine. All right.
He's his Two-Face.
Where's that girl who hit me?
Ouch. Is this Jigsaw? Oh, no.
Just go ahead and... Go ahead, get that breather apparatus. I just make sure I want to put a cell phone right on his chest. Oh, his hand opened but closed again.
What happened to the woman? Are we never going to learn who hit him?
It's not important.
It seems like it is.
What happened to that guy?
I got all this extra footage I got to use. What am I going to do with it? Okay,
guys,
okay, reaction scene.
Yo, this is... awful.
Like, the sound is amazing. Awful. Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. Zoinks!
Is this
no
or
one,
Suburban
no
Sasquatch
one is
worse,
to anyone
though?
In this entire film. No one's had a scene with anyone else.
The kids
except
have.
Those two kids for 2 seconds.
Dude, Dylan! Now like let's look at the props we use here for hospital. Is that a scale?
He's got a face hugger, dude.
All the way all... Yeah, I don't know. It was like a diaper stretched over his face.
I don't know how he breathes through that mask. His
That's
face
a
is
very
covered.
Good point. I don't know why the mask is even over that.
Let me move this scale out of the way and take a look
I'd
at
describe
him.
His body yep. language as Christ-like.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It is my husband.
Are you sure? Who is this guy?
I was on the phone with him. It's my fault.
Who's this guy, though? Who's this other guy?
No idea who this other guy is.
I'm Ed Begley.
I'm here.
Who's this doctor? Where'd he get his degree? Why does he look like that? That's not a... That's a pharmacist coat.
Nobody said anything to you. It's...
It doesn't look good, guys.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay.
Come on, give it more motion. We only have one take. You're not looking at, like, the same eye line.
Were they just not available on the same day?
There was guy from that angle kind of looked like Tim Allen. I think that's his real hair.
I think it is. You know what I bet it is? I bet you Neil Breen does this because he thinks he's clever so that he doesn't have to, like, worry about reshoots.
Absolutely.
What?
That's all the oxygen he has to be breathing
that
right now.
That's impossible.
No,
it's too much oxygen for one man.
That's the only way to keep him alive.
FPS level design hospital.
Sure. Oh, they're injecting him with light.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Well, whoever that is, stop playing that flute.
Right. They're all in the same room. We have a take with all of them in the same room here.
And then it's going to cut
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, there she is.
the bracelet.
Wait, so who hit him then? It would be better if the other person hit him.
Maybe that was
Green
her.
Goblin
maybe she's coming,
hit him, dude. Harry Osborn.
I don't think so. The best thing you could hope is to get with his best friend and leave him.
Why do we need the first doctor scene if she's just also going to like reassess this man?
The other doctor looks like real angry about that. Also, how
he's semi-comatose.
Where
I'm
is she
going to
kiss?
It really
where is
matters.
She kiss? Oh, okay. Well, not what I expected. Yeah,
for your friend. I won't be in the rest of this movie. Goodbye, my love.
I would be happy without
you. Embrace the. Oh my God, they vanished.
Yeah, vanishing act.
Has time passed?
I can't tell.
Do you think those are reloads?
I finally got them all out of the room. I know it's you, Neil. I mean, Dylan.
He's like, it's Neil, though.
I.
It's spooky! It's spooky! It's a ghost!
What does that mean, it's spooky?
Whoa!
The wind? The concept of the wind?
No. The windows are shut.
Every shot is like the same length, no matter what happens in it. It's like so weird.
I squeezed it so hard, it became coal.
Like, he just vastly underestimates how easy it is for us to understand the things that we're looking at on screen.
This is...
He's awake after being diagnosed as semi-comatose.
It's because the stone's keeping him alive?
The power of the green stone. Where's the stone, actually? The stone isn't in his hand anymore. No, it's gone.
Is he the stone?
Wait, that's... You probably shouldn't do this in close-up, dude. We can see, like, it's not put in you.
Is this Christ-like shit?
Do you think he absorbed the needles?
Wait. He had two IVs, one in each wrist?
Yeah, because like, he's Jesus, dude. Bro.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. The symbolism.
He's gonna have a scar, like, on his ribs.
I can't wait to see it, like...
That shit was really over anyway.
That's what I'm saying. How was he breathing? That's not up his nose.
And oh, look, he's got the nose thing on up on the mask.
Let me pull this.
What is that doing?
Nothing. This is doing nothing for him.
What is
it? It did nothing for
that
him.
That needs to be under the mask, Neil.
It did
the
nothing.
The phantom of the opera is there.
The nurse comes back in and smothers him with
a
pillow.
That's a woman's hand.
I'll put you out of your misery.
Yeah. Man, this is what a turnaround.
This is the longest 14 minutes I've ever experienced.
This
is
only been 14 minutes.
This is an hour and 40 fucking minutes long. This is insane. I've never felt such a waste of time. I can feel it. I can feel it leaving.
You can hear the 24 like.
It's shaking the room around me.
Why is this shot in the movie? Why do we need to see his butt crack for like 20 seconds? Why do I need to look at it for 20 seconds?
He's caked up, dude.
He's not. He's caked up like a fucking cake pan with no cake on it.
So we pan down to reveal
the wheel
nothing.
Of the fucking car.
No stone.
Oh, a shoe.
It's just this foot. It's these feet. The feet
he's
are
got a foot thing. Maybe he's like Quentin Tarantino.
Feet? He decided feet? On feet. He decided on feet for this
Whoa!
One.
Whoa! Where
the
are they
shit
going?
What does that mean?
That's the
Whoa!
That's
what the happened, Jesse?
I don't know. None of this movie has made sense so far.
Symbolism.
It will.
In order for it to be symbolism, it has to symbolize something.
It will.
None of this symbolizes shit.
I think this scene. Got like Pocahontas music going, like little woodwind instruments in the background.
What happened to that guy?
I don't know. He's taking a shower in the next room.
Gee, where did he go? I wonder where he went. I think I recognized him. the fucking idea that somebody's just walking around with a camera filming the ground, like, with holding the Is this guy about to jump off a building?
I'm having my fucking 12 p.m. margarita. I'm not even at the hospital.
That guy's on the roof.
He looks like he's about to leap to his death.
Oh, he went home. He didn't even take a shower in the hospital. He went home.
Hey, the wife's still in the movie.
Oh, your friend is not here.
Honey,
I want you? I want the putt.
Yo, that is so much blood. That's a comical amount of
blood. Shouldn't have left the hospital so fast.
Blueberry pancakes.
That is so much. That's like, that's so much blood.
Carotid artery got busted. Wounds?
Stop.
It's like,
help me.
It's like House of the Dead core.
Look at him taking a shower with the mask on.
He's so close to being naked.
Naked too. Like, is this why he makes these movies so he can cast women? And then be like, get in the shower with me.
There's other ones that have like weird political messages that we'll watch one day.
It's just never enough. It's never like David Lynch. It's like tantalizing. Dude. You know what I mean? It's like mysterious when he does things that aren't clear. Like it's
no, it's not. No, it's stupid. It's stupid when he does things that aren't clear.
Like David Lynch, you're like, clearly this guy's thinking of something. Hair. He's following like an artistic feeling. This I don't believe that he's really intending anything. I think he's just kind of...
I couldn't tell you what that scene was.
Yeah.
Why he still has his mask on.
And then they boned.
I think he's just trying to make it look like there is something going on.
Yeah, I don't know why the mask is still on.
It's like symbolic. It's like...
Dude, four laptops! Four laptops! Count them. Oh, what is a sticky note on?
My fucking head. He's a successful author for some reason.
That just looks like he's reading. Not
yeah.
What's going
None
on?
None of the computers
notebook?
Are on.
I can't hold books anymore.
No!
Sir, this is an IKEA. Get up.
He's just quiet.
If you're not going to buy anything, get out of here. You're fired. I'll call you.
Oh, he's autographing all his books. That's not at all working on the next book.
Of novels. Is that Shaggy?
Who is...
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Shaggy's sliding.
Come on, Venom.
Oh. Oh. What the fuck? Fucking Waluigi
hey,
over
Tarantino.
Here.
Wow. Have a drink.
Oh, man.
Ech.
What?
You're my wife! These titties are so heavy! What has it to do with your back?
I don't understand what's going on.
Is it the daughter?
That? That's their daughter.
Oh!
You hear that, honey? Marry someone who will fuck you.
What was that sound?
What was that gloop noise? Was that you guys?
Why did it sound like he picked up like a fucking health power up in a video game?
That's what I'm saying. What was that noise?
God, my parents are so fucking stupid.
I'll show them. I'll marry somebody who won't have sex with me.
But who is this family? I don't understand what that is. Is that the story he's writing?
Shaggy was at the hospital.
Yeah, he was worried about his friend.
Why are my pills not on my nipples?
Where are my pills? My pills. My pills.
I just happen to be right next to your pills.
Where are my pills? What the fuck are you doing?
What?
One for me, one for him.
She just put them in her pants?
Why?
Is there nothing in there?
God, you stupid woman.
Why is she taking them?
What happened here? Did she take them all?
What?
Yo, I don't want my pills anymore.
No more pills. No more
pills. Pills, you're fired.
Hey, pills. You're fired. You're fired.
Just give your pills to your wife. She's using them.
Hey.
Question, was this filmed in Florida? This is strong filmed in Florida vibes.
This has like beach house rental vibes. Oh, shit. That Godardian cut.
She's been taking his pills. Okay, well, that's probably not healthy.
Luckily, he never learns how to flush. I tell him all the time.
Dude. There's been 30 shots in this movie only. I'm just kidding, but damn.
No, it's close. The Rock! Whoa! Computer graphics?
Are they?
He's definitely on like a green screen.
He's in front of a bunch of like plastic bags.
I think you're right.
Like garbage, black garbage bags, kitchen or outdoors, put your leaves in garbage bags.
This is like a real guy did this. This is like when I like write a little poem. This is what this guy does.
I took your pills.
Hell. I was in hell. Every wall was a trash bag.
I was naked. Pills?
That's just from the pegging.
What in the hell did you do with my pills?
No, he dumped them down the toilet. You watched him do it.
Did I ever tell you about that time that I got approached by a woman who was definitely like Eastern European and was like looking to get married? Did I ever tell you about that? I feel like this relationship is what my life would have been.
You're having like a fateful finding of your own right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I had gone through, if I had been like, well, this seems normal.
Is that fucking Rudy Giuliani right there? What is going on?
I don't know. It was like years ago, and she was just like, what if you and I were to get married? I'm like, nah, hey. I'm all right.
Hey, you know?
No.
Quantum infinite. What is it? Quantum.
At least pretend like you're interested in me. So that like I can, you know, have the illusion instead of just like, you'll get me to America.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm all right. Is this Brian Cox? Who was that?
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger.
Rip torn, man.
I'm renting.
What? How does he
mansion.
Cut again? I feel like I'm missing out on this.
It's trying to be a fast cut montage of him in action. But every shot in this movie is the same length, so there's no way to tell what the pace of anything is. It's like an actual failing of filmmaking.
I'll call you when I'm ready. Also, my books don't have covers. I feel like covers don't define me.
16 books.
No one can judge my book by it.
Oh, my head. Oh, no. It's coming back.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I'm about to knock these books on the ground again.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, this coffee.
Oh, not my laptop. Oh,
he has the same noises he makes when he fucking owes
you. I don't want you to finish that thought.
How did he not spill any of that coffee, though?
He did. He spilled a bunch.
That was Christ-like.
All right, if he...
The thud got me.
All right, are we going to see this woman?
If he sips that coffee.
What the absolute shit.
I can't do this. I'm dying. I gotta get. just clicking.
Mondays, am I right?
This coffee is fucking good.
Oh,
fucking love coffee.
Oh, damn.
The best part of waking up.
Fuck. He just keeps moaning, dude.
Oh, it's Folgers in your cup.
You want to know how I got this car?
I ran it.
I read 15 books a day.
Oh my God, that ad. I forgot about that ad.
15 books a day is so bold to say. There's so many fucking books. Come on, bro.
Polish
say
it.
Two. That's polish amazing.
It. I wake polish up at 2 a.m. and I'm done with 15 books by noon.
Hey, can we have six?
Well, at least we have a fucking extra parking space, so don't complain.
I want to bang you and won't let me.
Yeah, the two of you have poor communication skills. He wants to have sex with you. You want to spend time with him.
This guy thinks that he's in a porn. Like, he doesn't... They cast him. He doesn't know he's about to, like, not have sex with that girl. Like, he's just waiting for that scene to come, and they just keep shooting more scenes.
All right, Johnny, we're done. You can go now. Wait, what?
Does she have a phone in her hand? Not her, but the... She's not holding a phone, right?
Yeah, whoa, she's not.
Oh,
she's holding nothing.
Isn't it crazy we both...
Delicious.
...have such great families? Pretty much what she said.
Now that we're all seated, I'll go get the meal.
Let me drink my beer.
Everybody finish their drinks. I'm about to go get the food. Whoa.
I'd love to try
your wine.
Oh, wow. It is wine. Look at me. I healed so fast.
Normal friends hanging out. A bunch of people that make sense together. Hanging out, suggesting a scene in a culture and a world and a place. Sense of place, that's what we're talking about.
You are semi-comatose.
Just a chill, normal scene with friends, caring about each other, how they're doing. I can't believe this daughter is at the table.
Oh my God,
she's on the
high right now. She's high.
Yeah, dude, she's just like trying to coast through it.
She did some Molly and she was like, "When's dinner?
We're going out to dinner?
Oh no.
Hey, you know me, I'm fucking wasted.
Whoopsie daisy.
I am definitely very drunk. I am a drunk man right now.
That's Can we just talk about the fact that there's four slices of bread on that plate and nothing else?
Are you ready for beer and bread?
They know how to host a party.
Are you ready for beer and bread, dude? I'll have wine, thanks. Beer and untoasted bread slices. Wheat.
Whoop.
I'm gonna go play with the other.
He's gonna solve their marriage right now. You guys just need to talk to each other. No more pills, dude. We get it, dude. I don't need to see one more scene of you not feeling well at your desk. I swear to fucking God.
Screw this piece of paper.
It's like if nothing else happens, but you get a headache right now.
Fuck
you
my
just
notes.
Get a, if you just get a fucking headache,
and that,
I'm gonna
whatever
fucking,
that was.
If this is just you getting a headache, damn it! If you just have a headache, I'm gonna kill you.
What?
Oh! Yes! You ask and you receive.
Yeah.
Is this what he's been doing the whole time?
That's
oh,
sexual.
She's dead. Are they dead?
What is happening in
He's
this
hacking
movie?
Into national defense.
This is Barbie and Ken, dude. They're just ready for whatever.
I'm going to let you know that is the craziest way any two people have ever slept. Ever.
They just both want to suffocate tonight.
Ever. They aren't even like using the pillow for support. They're literally face
like,
first
forward.
In the pillow.
Like
fucking crazy.
Like, it's if they don't, their face is just flat on the front and not doesn't have a nose on it.
Aw, oh, damn. Back to bed.
That's some acting.
She's
right
so
there.
Naked.
Damn it. When is the sex going to happen? What is this movie?
Why was I hired?
At least he promised he's going to pay me really well.
Think he lied?
These people are not looking at each other. The lights are on.
There's no sex happening.
Who is she talking
to? I started. Dr. David Esley, okay. Psychotherapist.
So she's been addicted to the drugs is what that scene meant.
I think, yep.
We could have just had this scene right here. We could have just had this scene.
Why does she want the meds?
She's taking them. She's addicted. They're pain meds.
Right, but why does she...
What's with the angelic choir, like, singing in the background?
It's, like, kind of Scientology, like, Scientology-y.
I refuse.
Touch. I remember touch. That is the same.
You know.
It's the same piece of furniture that was on the middle of the dinner table.
You know what? If you would have told me that pills were the reason they'd break up.
She wants to be on them. I don't know who I'm supposed to root for. I don't know if that's a lamp or a speaker.
Back to hacking into the government.
This guy is so busy hacking into these mainframes, man. What is it? Where is it? Who are they? Please just get out of here. I'm hacking into the database.
Let me do my work.
He doesn't even really understand how to use the word hack.
No.
I would call the police right now. The bank is failing?
So pills help.
Oh, she works at a bank. She did say that earlier.
The bank is failing. Because, and so she has to do... Does she own the bank? No more pills.
So supportive.
Oh my fucking god. Are you fucking serious? Just like she's like, I love being on drugs. I love being addicted to drugs.
Let me have my drugs.
This is my choice. I love being on the drugs. I'm a better person on them. Whoa! Oh! Why that one?
What is that? What is happening?
What the fuck?
Dylan.
Dylan. Guys.
Dylan.
Guys. Yes. Dylan. Yes. Fucking, yes. Guys, this fucking sucks.
Oh, yeah, give me that kiss.
What happened to is I'm hacking the government. This is the most important thing in the world.
Let's flash to him. Let's just flash to them after this. I don't want to see this.
Ripping each other's clothes.
I don't want to see this anymore.
The bank is failing.
We got to get back to the bank.
You can't afford new outfits.
You know what it probably was?
The same ones the entire time.
You know what it probably was? She just decided not to be on the drugs anymore. Come on.
You just hit the floor.
Come on.
This is such ass.
That's as much as she was willing to ever give him sexually. Oh, nope. The shirt's off, baby. You know what that means. Oh, and the pants fell off, too, even though they were both wearing pants. One more kiss.
She closed her eyes like, all right, get through it. A paycheck's a paycheck.
Can you imagine being the director of this movie and being like, yeah, this is more than, this is what we need. This is, we need a, one more kiss. One more. One more. One more. Shirt off. One more. We're out.
Thank you for that.
This, I don't ever want to see that again.
It's in the wind.
Okay, guys, I'm going to stop you right here. I just want to ask you some questions about your motivation here as actors.
Oh, my God.
Jesse is dying right now.
Best case scenario is I see a boob and everyone dies and I'll be fine. At this point, like, I saw half a boob, so we're already halfway there.
Whoa, special effects! He walked away from his own reflection. Incredible.
And now he's being reflected in the mirror, even though he's standing to the left of the mirror.
Wait, so she has drugs now?
She's popping them.
I wish I wasn't addicted! But I love being addicted. It's so fucked up because he is like a fucking alcoholic. And they're like broing down over being addicts.
I'm beyond that now.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, that's good.
You know I'm right next to you, right? I'm literally...
Yeah, no. You don't even have to... I am. I'm gone.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I am.
I'm in the same fucking room as you.
Uh-oh. The feet. Mr. Feet. Good night. Oh my God.
What's happening?
Oh my God.
Someone better do something.
What do you mean? Everybody's off drugs.
This is the same carpet as the apartment I lived in 10 years ago. It is tripping me out. So there was no establishing shot. Is that his house that dude showed up in? What?
It's just happening somewhere. Do you ever notice how all their clothes are the exact same shape, but just different colors?
Gotta go back to hacking.
This is gonna be so goddamn huge. Whoa.
He just said the same line twice. I need you to go away now. I've got so much to do.
Go away.
Like, pretend to read and type.
I had to read my own book. Was that him communicating effectively?
Wait, I don't... What's the timeline here? Bro, what?
Mm-hmm. Watching Jesse fight for his life right now, trying not to fucking, like, zone out. Dude, what?
Like, what? We know! It's gonna be huge!
Are you crazy?
It's the only new piece of information I've gotten in 5 minutes, and now he just said it twice.
Oh, the nuzzling. I think I'm, like, accidentally ahead of you by a second because my cat hit the keyboard.
God damn it. What in the fuck is this? Did time just freeze? Did time freeze at the end of that shot?
I genuinely hope the Reddit eats you alive for this, Mathis.
So many people on Reddit knew this was coming.
I hope they eat you alive for whatever the hell you're forcing us to watch. Dude, the book? It's like a book, but also it's a nightstand. We are 43 minutes in, and I still don't know anything. Anything. At least with David Lynch, I'd be entertained.
See? I told you.
He's hacking international and corporate secrets. Just having a normal barbecue.
Call Amy.
Does he have like a big water stain on his shirt?
I think that's supposed to be a shadow, but I'll be honest, I don't know. Also, what's going on with this kid?
I don't
She's
know.
She's over there. Hey, dude. All right, well, we won't talk to each other. This party's popping. There are five people at this party. Five.
This is all the background chatter.
What do you mean? They just walked by each other and then walked back.
This is like just a circle. There's nothing back there.
There's a whole other group there now.
Nobody would ever hang out behind the pool. Nobody would ever go back there. There's no reason to go back there.
This is my husband.
There's no reason that would be the most traversed part of the party.
Now, does the doctor and the main guy know that they're friends from being kids? That's never been established.
She kind of, like, seems like she does, but I don't know.
I'll be 1 second. Don't pause, obviously.
Oh, no.
I think my box of nails fell down.
Wait, was that from the grill?
I don't know what it was. It's a magical day. No date, no information on the page. Oh my God. Dude. He wrote the same line three times and left all the drafts in the script. Dylan, it's you, Dylan. I didn't know you were Dylan. Look at this.
I just... What?
Never thought to look at the name on the chart.
I am so upset. What was that? Like, we shouldn't.
He's never forgotten.
They just showed the same scene like four times.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, that's the coolest fucking guy that I've ever seen in my life. What an entrance. Whoa. We know, bro.
Uh-oh, that the one lady just took a bite of nothing. That was great.
Just picture yourself in the FOV of any of these people right now. How insane this is. Just imagine walking into a party and they're all, everyone at the party is in this corner like this.
She's so angry.
What the hell?
What does she have to be angry about? Uh-oh, stank face. I burnt this piece. Uh-oh. Oh, Jim, you piece of shit.
So one thing that I've learned about Neil Breen is that he thinks that drunk people just, like, knock shit over with their hands, mostly.
Yep.
Wait, so none of that mattered? He knocked over all the food and none of that mattered?
Oh, he's touching their him her hand to his dick. Was that his cash register? God.
Who is this?
I think it's the daughter. It's pretty low
Why
res.
Why is the daughter here?
It's pretty low res. I can't tell. Where is everyone else at the party? Is she going to, like, die right now?
Who let her do this?
Oh, God.
Where's her home?
I think that's just his daughter at this party, and he's in the house. Was the party at their house?
The party's there. Why is she stripping down at his house?
He's checking out the daughter?
Yeah.
I can't believe I just looked at that little girl. What's wrong with me?
I can't believe she just said my name. Oh, now she's putting her
I heard her on. Through the wall. Do I have super hearing?
I have to go back to hacking.
What was she doing? Why'd she take her top off? Why'd she stand in the water a little bit and then stop standing in the water? Why's she making a bubble bath? Why's she pouring bubbles when the drain isn't plugged?
What an insane thing to do.
What?
What? What? Do what?
Lines? Line?
Stare at him. Stare at him. That's all you gotta do.
Line?
They just kept two takes
line.
In the scene. If he says it again, say it again. Is there a Christmas ornament in there?
have to be ready for you.
That's what this was about? He was just offended because she didn't call? That's why he told her not to do this anymore? This is going to be so bad. I thought somebody started playing a synthesizer outside of this room in my real house. This guy still thinks he's going to get it in this movie. They're just both, like, addicted.
This is the part where we have sex, right? Finally?
That's just so insane of a thing to do. Everything that just happened is like what sociopaths do to each other. It's like insane behavior. Oh.
Oh no.
Oh.
What's about to happen?
Good trigger discipline. What a way to walk out of a scene. No.
I'm sorry, what? I'm gonna shoot this damn car full of holes. Jim, I heard gunfire.
What?
Now, finally,
but Dad,
quick.
But Dad.
Twinally, like, fast shots. Dad.
Dad.
Dad,
no.
Dad.
Dad.
Dad. Get out of here.
Dad. Dad.
Finish the job.
Dad. Dad.
The perfect crime. What? What? The blood's... It's blood dripping on him from off camera.
Yep. Geez, call 911 already.
Jim. Why did this guy heal from his injuries?
Jim.
If this is just like a movie about substance abuse, why did he heal from his injuries at the beginning?
Jim.
Why did he get hit by a car and heal from his injuries?
Dad. Oh, no, oh, Dad.
He had an itch on his mouth.
I cannot believe it. How?
Yeah, you're dead.
Oh my God.
It looks like he's gonna wake up. Stop doing that, man. That's so gross. Why did you get his blood all over your face like a fucking freak?
Moved on from that pretty quick.
Is the daughter dead now? She's going to come over and use the pool again, and then this time they're going to have sex, and she's going to tell him.
You should hack.
Well, she called the head that time. That's why.
Police. With a gun and a bullet.
I'm so... Oh, my God.
I'm so tired. I'm so exhausted.
I need a coffee.
My stamina is depleted.
This is a soft
down he goes,
laptop.
Once again. Plastic bags?
Yup. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just a bunch of jeans.
Like rubber pants?
Just like denim, like black denim.
Definitely looks like plastic.
Why can't we just rip our clothes off like we used to? Anything.
Why would it be her fault?
Because she told him to get away from the barbecue when he was wasted. Where'd you get those? Such a... just excruciatingly long shots. I don't think so, man. It seems self-centered. That's crazy. Clearly was like an alcoholic. Also, he was murdered.
What is that? What is that?
You're mad? You think
how could you draw those conclusions? No human being would draw those conclusions. He tried to touch my butt. I pushed him away, so he killed himself. It's my fault. Also, we have problems at home. What line of thought? Like, there's no train of thought there. Oh, my God. You are. Honest to God, you are, my man. And I will not show emotion.
No, don't. Don't do that.
I will try to remember the three lines I wrote myself to say over and over again.
I was able to recover from my injuries magically. Hey, we're officially past the halfway point.
Oh, my God. I'm very working. I'm busy. Shit.
I am done hacking. You don't even get to find out what happens.
No obligation.
For you. Damn it. This is a development. This is not bad.
Who's that? Which woman is that?
I don't know. Genuinely, I don't know. I can't tell. I think it's the doctor, but I don't know.
All right, fine. Leave.
You guys probably
should
not.
Toxic relationship.
Yeah, you guys probably should not be together. I'll be honest.
Every 5 minutes, you're arguing over what you should be. Just go. Who cares? Good. Then go. You smack addict, get out the house.
Jesse's had it, you guys.
He's done. We found the line.
If this movie ended right now, Jesse would shoot out of the ceiling like a rocket ship with happiness.
There was a child. She was 9.
Good lord.
I got this rock.
Is that all time music playing?
What? 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 That's how far away he's sitting? Oh my god, what the what is this? He went from one doctor to another doctor, and it's just the same guy in two different jackets?
He needs a second opinion.
Yep.
Is his brother? Is that what I... Did I miss that the first time?
No, the first doctor is the lady. The second doctor is this guy.
But he just did an establishing shot at the same guy's office, and it's a different day?
Yes. You know what? Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not actually sure. Like, why did he have to say it like four times?
He is human. He knows how to speak.
Is a flashback? Blech. What is going on with the audio in this
shit
scene?
It was a flashback. Do you think the government's giving her pills? Filmed all on location at the Springs in Tallahassee, Florida. Oh, hey. It's you. Are we the same age? I just don't know.
They're not going to continue speaking to each other? Oh, my God.
I thought they met there like purposefully.
I know, right?
Why did he touch her?
I hope they kiss. Because that would be real. That would be realistic in what people do. That's what she would be thinking, and that's what he would be thinking.
I hope it cuts them both in a naked cube somewhere.
Yeah. Like a black
and
plastic.
And naked in a cube. So they didn't go there to meet each other? They just saw each other? He rubbed her face and they are hanging out?
They're married now. Husband and wife.
The engagement is off. Wow, it's almost like everything's coming back together.
She touched his lips.
Storytelling.
Fateful findings.
There was always someone else anyway.
What a fateful finding.
I love you. They're in the cube. I just put it together. The black cube that he keeps seeing is the cube that they're inside of. I didn't realize that till this moment. No, that's not how childhood love stories go.
You're my childhood love story.
Most of those don't have black cubes in them. I'll be honest. Do you look in the camera? I am so on pills. My strap is down. Things are fucked.
I don't understand what the story with the other family has to do with
the story is that they rented this house and they can't get anything on the sheets or anything like that, and they can't change anything, so they're having to be very careful.
Right, but what is the other... What did the blonde woman and the husband she shot and the daughter have to do with any of this plot?
It's like our town. It's just going on. It's just what's happening.
I don't understand, bro.
It's a four-legged cowboy.
Come on, let's go back to where we found the mushroom box.
Back to Magic Mushroom?
It was a magical day. There better be 25 minutes of credits. What is... This is taking so long. What was that effect?
From the day we arrive on the planet. Is he gone? Oh, fuck.
What the shit? Well, I'm going to put this back in now.
The hardest part for me to believe is that they're supposed to be the same age.
What was the point of any of this, dude? If he puts that back, I will die not knowing what that meant.
Just wait, dude.
The ghost light. What do you think the government secrets are? I bet you they're about mushroom people. What?
I don't.
What are
know
they doing? They're like the actions
at
that they're doing aren't like commonly recognizable actions of what people are.
Yeah, like this doesn't translate to symbolism at all in any way,
or just even like narrative. Like I can't tell what I'm supposed to be. Like, what information this is supposed to give me. I get that she's sad and that she's like... I get that she's sad, but I don't really know beyond that why she's sad exactly or exactly what she wants.
It's a magical day, remember?
I aged 10 more years than you did in the time that it was since we were both children. At least.
That's generous.
Don't know what that rope means. Don't know why that's there. Don't know what he did exactly. Don't know why he did it. Oh, the drugs killed her.
They got her. Now the two people can be together. Her husband's dead. His wife is dead.
So what happened to the other? What happened to the blonde woman? None of this makes any sense.
Also, I like that he's making out with her, not knowing that his wife is dead.
Who cares, honestly? Oh, nope, she's fine. And the glass is
and
there.
And she's not fine anymore.
Nope. Wait, she picked up the glass she spilled just to say goodbye. I'm sorry.
I feel bad for this blonde girl who's like smooching up on. Ugh.
This
Don't
is just
kiss me on the lips. I said no lips.
I said this before, but it's so true. It's like the We're reason these things hurt so much, it's like not even like necessarily the bad writing or the bad acting or the bad like filmmaking. It's just simply just the one thing that it's just the shots are so fucking long. This movie could be 20 minutes long. And it would be like,
oh, she did the same thing to him. Well, that's cute.
It was such a
they love each other.
It was such a gentle version of the
against
ripping.
Me.
You know what I mean? He still thinks this is what sex is just like taking your shirt off a little bit and kissing, but at least it's gentler. Oh.
No.
He's gripping her like Frankenstein grips a child. Like something he's never done before, like he's new to life.
All right, so why did they just strip a little bit, but not all the way, and then continue to kiss, and then nothing?
Because she wouldn't agree to anything other than topless.
No. Well,
all right, never mind. They're going to do it under the tree, the mushroom tree.
That's how
the magic
big
mushroom
is.
Tree is where they're gonna bang.
Why did he recover from his injuries at the beginning of this film?
Emily, I was cheating on you. I'm sorry, Emily.
I just stepped away to cheat on you for a minute.
No,
Emily,
Molly,
Emily,
Molly.
Come on, baby.
Emily.
Emily. Oh, Emily.
I know it was you.
What does that mean?
You know it was you what?
What?
Good question.
Like, just look at how much time is just wasted. Like, look, how long I've been focusing on the information his wife died and he's sad about it.
What does I know it was you mean?
It's so unclear.
What?
Like, did you see that? Did you see that? Yes, it's like he's a supervillain whose plan is to take away all my time.
Who did he call? What?
I think he just left a reminder Emily's on his dead. Own phone. he just recorded onto his talk again. Boy.
Oh, back into the cube I go.
My name is Peter McAllister. I'd like a large cube.
You know what? I don't even care anymore.
Did I jump back into the film? Did I accidentally touch my keyboard? Are we really watching this fucking scene in real time again?
Yeah, we're watching it again. Oh, whoa!
Man.
It's the most intimate gesture.
Oh, his arm is just in place to touch the booby.
It's the most intimate
honestly,
gesture.
I don't think
he
that's what he's in it for.
No, he just
I
wants
think
the
he
little
might
smooch.
Be that boring.
He just wants the little smooch.
It's a manifesto.
Anything to destroy the set again. God, it's just the awkward smiling back and forth. That's a shot from the first opening of the movie.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I would love to just know one detail about the nature of what the fuck you're doing. It's so, so vague. It's so vague.
Can't wait any longer.
He's not actually turned on a computer once this entire thing.
What if four computers? Bet they even
I don't
work.
Know where he got these from, but he just throws books at them. take that, computer!
And then the last one, he's like, fuck it.
Like, why do we need to look at this long?
What is it?
It's not even a moving image. It's like a fucking, it was like a fucking photograph of the side of a wall.
Hopefully this person kills him, because honestly, I can't.
Roll credits. Whoa. Don't you hate when that happens when you're trying to commit a crime and, like, a secret handwritten note falls out of your fucking pocket?
Wow, that's the longest chloride.
I've got your wife.
Leah.
He Leah, didn't realize he wasn't on the phone with her?
He didn't see it on the way there.
He didn't realize he was on the phone. He wasn't on the phone with her? How long was she... How long was he talking?
Leah, for God's sake, pick up the phone!
Who's he actually talking to? Is this a message?
It's just oh, it's just no one. If he's still on the phone, I'm going to be furious.
I'll find you. I'll find you, Leah.
You're not at the warehouse. Can you hear me still? Good. I'll be there soon. Just tell me where you are. Leah.
Leah, pick up.
Leah, are you there?
Leah.
Leah.
How would he know to come here?
He walked.
Besides the establishing, I guess he found that note. I guess.
He walked directly. He walked directly to it.
Batman time! Yes! You're just fucking just bashed his face in. Oh, the fact that he's just like standing in front of the door and phased away. I'm magic, remember? It's Dylan. Ooh, smooch me. Smooch me. Yes. We're almost there. We're approaching the finish line.
So cool. It's gonna be worth it. It's gonna make the whole movie worth it. Trust me, dude. You'll see.
Trust me.
The whole movie will be worth it.
Why do you need to put the gag back in?
What if this movie has like a Matrix level like lobby shootout scene in it? Starring Neil Green.
Oh, my
Green.
God. Oh, bye.
Huh?
Whoa, look at that. Oh, whoa, look at those effects.
Huh?
Wait, what? Why are we here?
Don't you like underage girls? You look like you would be a pedophile.
There's been no establishment of him being, like, tempted at all.
No, she just turned around and was like, Dylan.
So let's bang. I'll tell you more if you let me suck your dick.
What the fuck?
God, look at the face she's making. It's just, like, terrified. God, every time they're naked.
It's the same bed?
I think it is. The bed that his wife OD'd on.
Hey.
Remember the contract said no kissing?
You up? Emily.
There's that hallway with that rug again.
He definitely instructed, all right, so if you're a woman, I'm going to need you naked, but like, I don't need to show anything but sideboard.
I just want to know you're naked and like accidentally see some stuff on set.
Yeah, like I want everyone to know you're naked, but like, you don't have to show anything. So lay exactly flat down on the ground.
Why are we watching these laptops?
Oh, do you think the same demon that possessed that skull at the beginning is moving the laptop too?
Maybe. He opened the drawer too.
He doesn't really do anything.
It's so vague. It's so unclear what's happening.
This is like the ghost footage you see on TikTok.
It's not bad, I'll admit. It's not bad ghost footage.
That's true. It's about as good as anything else.
Yeah. I don't know who this person's supposed to be at all.
Oh shit, the mist from the mushrooms is back?
What was that musical sting? What is
it's played every
this?
Time that thing comes on the screen. I think it's part of the
also,
same.
Also, why
like,
did she change the way
file?
She's sleeping and then pull up the covers if...
I don't... No idea.
How long is this? All right, something has to happen. There's like,
see what I'm saying? Like,
we're staying.
They're taking
something
he's,
has
he's
to happen.
Taking minutes away from us.
You were right. I'm genuinely upset.
He's taking away my minutes.
Maybe the ending will really fix it for you.
If something happens, I'll be like, all
right.
At
he's
got to
do something with all the
hacked
information, right?
Yo, if the house is a rockin', don't come a knockin'. I don't know what this means.
It's ghost shit, I guess.
Who's ghost?
Mush ghost?
Why ghost?
Mushroom ghost? No. Sweet lord. Who is playing that flute?
This is the longest of all of his movies, to be fair. All right?
This is just Return a minute, a shot of a minute passing in real time on a clock. If it cuts back to that clock and it's still 29, I'm going to lose, or 59, I'm going to lose my mind.
It was like grandpa jumping out of bed.
Oh my God. I can't believe we're the same age.
You see her side titties?
This...
Babe, the paintings are moving.
Bam.
Babe, get up. The mushrooms are moving the paintings. Get up. Babe, the mushrooms are moving
hey,
the paintings.
Babe.
I've always loved you.
Babe.
Hey.
Right, I'm just gonna...
Only 15 full minutes left.
Inch out.
Hey, here. I'm going to sneak out of here. Okay.
Okay. Goodbye.
I could have just gotten out of bed, but made it way worse. Okay. Hey. Should you remember to put the noodles in one thing together?
I love that we're getting an answering machine shot. Leah.
Dude. What the fuck?
Gran Torino. Gran Torino. Oh, my favorite car. I'm not racist anymore.
Gran Torino. God.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Why do we still need to watch him drive?
We know where he is. We know where he's going. We know he's doing it in a car. We get that he's going in a straight fucking line through the desert. Let's just move on. We've got it.
That's not a scrap of footage.
We know it's the desert. We could have actually just cut to this shot, even. We didn't really need to see him drive to the desert because nothing happened while he was in the car. I would have understood how we got here. I would have put it together.
Instead of cutting, we just pan. This is Arizona.
It's that fucking book, bro. The one from the storage unit.
I know.
We're going to find out finally if it's a book or a table, or a table in the shape of a book. Yes.
No, the book. Where are we? The back rooms now.
Did you find my book? Dr. Algebra is left over. What did it say?
I have no idea. Whoa!
She's not real? She died?
She's not real! And they're naked again. Got about 10 minutes left.
No worries.
I'm going to need this guy to get in bed next to them in that space that's open.
Make it a threesome.
None of this means anything to me.
What do
you
mean?
None of this means anything to me.
How could it not?
None of this means anything to me. There's no stakes. I don't know who this person is in any way. I don't know what they want.
His psychologist was a ghost. The book brought him to the desert. And then,
No, he went to the desert and the book was there, and then the shadow people too, and then they all vanished, and then he was home again.
And Tommy, my God.
If you can explain to me what the story of this fucking movie is.
This author hacked the government and corporates for all their secrets. Meanwhile, the magic mushroom friend that he made and him went separate ways, but then they came back together. And then his wife died of a drug overdose while he was cheating on her. And the husband got shot because she was trying to shoot the car.
Oh,
and accidentally
God,
shot him. And then made it look like a suicide.
What is this?
Goo!
Ow! Woo!
There he goes. And the blood, too, because it's all the same layer. So what was the point of him going out to the desert for a day? I was gone for 24 hours. Did you notice?
I don't know.
Nipple tassels.
I have no idea.
Wear them.
No idea. I'm not actually sure. It was some kind of book or like table in the shape of a book. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not honestly clear.
Here it is. He worries in front of the Capitol.
Shit.
Woo!
No one is here.
Watch, watch. This is the reveal.
Okay. Okay. What is it? What is it?
Oh, there they all are? The business people?
We're from Congress.
In the cube? What in the fuck is it? F099. Okay.
Wait, just watch.
Okay. No.
Yes!
No. What?
The guy next to him shot himself. Yes!
What? What the f- What? Dude, they should write all movies like this. This movie is very good.
The dude just killed himself in front of you. Oh, here we go. That's president of the bank.
Just the explanation of what he thinks
goodbye
would be good is like,
oh, oh.
Are you kidding me? Why do they have guns?
You think he just took it off the dead guy?
Did they know what he was going to say? Is that a mag light?
Oh, why?
You really didn't need to show all of these. Also, we got it after the second one.
Oh, oh, look how she's killing her. She's killing herself in her car. That's not how it works, Neil, but okay. She killed herself. Carbon monoxide poisoning. Oh, he's ODing on a green screen.
What drug is that, bro? Let me get some. Dude, look, hype.
Is that Will Wheaton?
I can't believe that I'm still watching this scene happen. I've like checked out three times and it's just still going on. I've like migrated to like other thought processes. And it's just
oh my God.
Like, why did you film this? Why do they all live in apartments?
Oh, okay, goodbye.
Why do they all live in furnitureless apartments?
Maybe this was Neil Breen's warning to the government. This is what he's working on.
We get it. Like his...
In his mind, this is like the... Oh, fuck! Dealey Plaza!
Dude, why do they mic this guy? It's not even in the center.
Oh, rest.
What? What?
What is the truth? Are there time jumps happening during this speech?
Oh, yeah, when they were all killing themselves at home. But then they jumped back. Back to the magic mushroom. It's like a minute or two left. It's got to just be like...
This sucks.
I still
don't know what any of this means. I don't know what's happening.
This doesn't make you want to like...
I don't know what the stone
go against
has
the
to do
man
with him
and against the government.
Greed. I'm just saying. Why did the mushroom want him to fight corporate government? If that's what this is about.
I'm honestly just relieved we're
out
of that scene.
Why did the one guy walk up to him then stab himself or something? Why did he bleed? Why did a man sneak into his house to bleed?
I couldn't tell you.
Cool.
Who's
poetry,
the man with the shoes
rhymes.
That keeps disappearing? Sasquatch?
Oh! The wail of the Mushroom Queen.
It's the ghost.
No! Don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. I don't know what any of it means.
Maybe you
I
do.
I honestly don't feel like I watched anything. I feel like, you know when people say they black out and like time disappears? That's what I feel like. I don't
that's
know
it,
what dude. We saw.
Neil Breen, baby, that's what we
I
saw.
I don't know what that was.
I told you, it's like David Lynch, except he sucks. That's all
David
it is.
Lynch, at least when it's done, I'm like, okay, I understand what he was trying to say.
Or you
there.
Get an essence,
it's weird,
or
but
you
I get
a unique feeling, or you get some sort of poetic imagery.
I am numb to this film. I learned nothing about anyone. I don't know the plot about the husband and wife, or the wife killed the husband, let alone the kid. I don't understand what the hell any of the people giving him drugs, what that was supposed to mean. I don't know why.
It's a message about
the
corporate system
the
and getting people addicted to
did
meds,
did the stone
man.
Want him to take the government? Why did the stone leave sometimes? When was the stone really there?
What was the garbage
there?
Land? What was
who
garbage
is the man
bag?
That teleports into his home? Was he the man? Why'd that guy kill himself?
No
how can he
idea.
Teleport? He teleported
no
and saved his girlfriend? Why'd that girl get kidnapped in the first place?
I have no idea. I genuinely...
What's the book, dude? What's the book?
We never find out.
I genuinely
don't interpret,
know.
Man. It's all for
There's
you.
Nothing to interpret. There's nothing to interpret. Symbolism requires it be a symbol of something.
Now you guys need a full year before we do another Neil Breen movie to really...
No! Full 10 years!
I'm very eager to see how this is going to be received by the Patreon.
No one's going
to
like this. This was the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
What are you talking about? Any of the above listed companies in the credits with an N or a B in their name are fictitious. This work was actually done personally by Neil Breen. The characters, locations, and situations in this film are fictitious and not based on
no
any
No one actually
business.
Killed a senator.
How many of the
well,
names?
Well, everybody, there you go. That is Faded... Faded, which one? Was that Faded Pair?
Yeah.
Yeah, Faded Find... Fateful Findings, that's what it was. Fateful Findings.
Yeah, Twisted Pair. Twisted Pair has a sequel that's out this year.
Dude, we have to do Twisted Pair because that's when he plays his own twin.
Yeah, that's the craziest one. I'm trying to see how many companies in this are NB. NJN Sound Associates and Brian Mills, is that Neil Breen? Casting N Entertainment, is that Neil Breen? Cina N Collaboration, Lighting N Films, the B&B Effects Studio, BB Location Management, NNN Entertainment Partners, Eats and Eats Film. That
dude,
is insane.
Is this so that when he gets people to come to their auditions, he looks legit as hell?
Yeah, that's fucking so funny, dude.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you, boys, for letting me drag you through a Neil Breen film. I enjoyed it a great deal, and I appreciate you coming along for the journey.
Another piece of classic Americana just completely digested by the Shilluminati podcast. Thank you for your support.
X-Files next, right?
Yes. Fuck yes.
So I need you to know that I just started I Am Here... now, the next movie on this list of movies. And all I know is it's in the middle of the desert, and there's, like, again, a woman who, like, has a little bit of boobage showing, and, like, a dude, and then Neil appears and goes, I'm disappointed with your species. And they go, run, and then he kills them? I don't know what, I can't.
Fan for life. A new fan for life.
Are you saying you need another one sometime in the
this
future?
Is the best,
no, I'm
this
saying
is the best
I never
it ever gets.
Think, I hope that next time you say,
Twisted
Pear
is maybe the best
Brennan, and I'm going to be like, no. Yeah. Neil Breen or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. I don't know who that
How about
is. I've forgotten and
studio.
Blocked it out.
Do you remember B&B or Eats and Eats Catering?
Oh, my God, dude.
All right.
Thank you guys for supporting us.
All right.
We'll be back with X-Files next time. We love
you. Thank you for the support.
Goodbye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.